Well, we've been telling you this afternoon about a bizarre home invasion that happened a bit before noon in Salt Lake City's Poplar Grove neighborhood.
But no one tells the story better than little Angie Flores Murain. The six-year-old girl was in the house near 5th South and 10th West when a strange man forced his way through the front door. Murain was one of five children, all under the age of seven, being watched by their grandmother.
We were playing with toys, and then the man put his hand in. We saw his hand, and then he opened in the door, and then he said, "Shut up or I will cut your neck." And then we started all to scream and jumped, and my grandma saw him, so everybody went to the bedroom. So we called 911. Then we tried to call my mom, and then the woman said, "We're coming over there, so if the man doesn't let us go inside, we're gonna kick the door."
Murain says her grandmother put her body against the door to keep the man from making it into the room, but the older woman realized there was another danger in the home.
She was cooking, so she forgot to turn off the kitchen thing for you could cook. So then she said, "The house is going to fire." So then my grandma started to cry because the police just didn't hurt up, and I told her, "They're coming."
The man didn't relent. Salt Lake City police say he retrieved a 14-inch kitchen knife from and kept trying to reach the family. Murain says he had plenty to say.
"Open the door or I will throw it down." And then my grandma said, "No, I will not. No, I will not open it." And my grandma said that. And so the man said, "I will throw it down or if you don't open it." My grandma told me to say it to him, "We're not going to open if you don't get the heck out of here." I said that.
You said that?
Yeah, because my grandma dared me to say it.
Officers showed up about that same time as Murain's parents. They tackled the man in the laundry room, but he kept fighting.
Then the man got, he's in big trouble, and then they took him to jail.
Police say the man, who is believed to be in his 30s and is heavily covered with tattoos, might have been high on spice at the time.
Hopefully the little ones can
what
sleep
What a memory
tonight.
She's got.
Yeah.